This is New England Public Radio. As many as 11 residents of the Holyoke Soldiers Home have died in recent days, potentially all from COVID-19, the disease caused by the new coronavirus. That's led to an abrupt change of leadership at the Residential Nursing and Outpatient Facility for Veterans, which is run by the state of Massachusetts. News of the outbreak has shocked local officials and appears to have caught state officials off guard as well. New England Public Radio's Sam Hudzik has more.
Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse says he'd been aware of a single case of COVID-19 at the Soldiers' Home, but it wasn't until Friday that his local Board of Health told him that number had kept growing.
And then on Saturday morning, I received an anonymous communication from employees at the Soldiers' Home suggesting that the situation was worsening.
He says he told his health office to look into it, but they got no calls back. So he called the Soldiers' Home superintendent.
And that's when I first learned about the extent of the spread of the virus at the facility.
What's now known is 5 residents who died tested positive for COVID-19. Another 5 people died whose tests are pending. And one more death, the state lists the status as unknown. Plus, 11 more residents have tested positive so far. Morse says he kept going up the political food chain to the head of the State Department of Veterans Affairs, then Lieutenant Governor Karen Pulido, who told him,
"I will get back to you soon." And within about 30 minutes, I got a call on my cell phone from Secretary Mary Lou Sutters. And I let her know about the conversations I had. And it became clear in our conversation that she wasn't aware of the number of deaths.
Sutters, the state's health secretary, told Morse she'd be taking immediate action and would send a response team to the Soldiers' Home the next morning.
To think that the governor, the secretary, and the administration didn't know what was going on at a state-run facility is disconcerting.
That's Aaron Vega, a state rep from Holyoke, who says, like Morse, he heard a rumor about what was happening from a staff member at the home. The state says 5 workers have now tested positive for COVID-19.
Obviously, our hearts are with the families that lost loved ones up there, men and women that served our country, but I think more concerning at a public health situation is that staff who've been going in and out of that building for a couple of weeks may have also been either carrying the virus or are now sick with the virus. So that is definitely a concern.
The Soldiers' Home is far from the only nursing facility to see a coronavirus outbreak in recent weeks. 30 miles away in Greenfield, the Buckley Healthcare Center has reported 17 cases. And perhaps the most glaring example of how dangerous the virus can be to the elderly, more than 30 deaths connected to a nursing home in Washington state. Local leaders in Western Mass are hopeful health officials have acted fast enough to get the situation under control, but they want answers.
This is something that I take personal, and I want to know what the hell happened to them up there.
State Rep. John Vilas of Westfield is himself a major in the Army Reserve and a vice chair of the legislature's Veterans Affairs Committee. He says he only heard about all this yesterday in a vague email from the state Veterans Department.
It's not, at this point, it's not who's wrong, it's what's wrong. And what happens is that 11 veterans lost their lives up there, and I want to know why.
So does Stephen Connor. He's the veterans agent for Northampton and 5 other Hampshire County towns. He says he's helped about 20 veterans get a spot in the Soldiers' Home.
As a matter of fact, my brother, I helped get into the Soldiers' Home, and he passed away there. He was in hospice, and they were so wonderful to him there.
The gem of the state, he calls it. But Connor says it's had problems. Not enough staff, not enough money, which led to a turnover in leadership about 4 years ago. Connor says in recent days, he and other veterans agents in Western Mass have heard rumors about the Soldiers' Home and were getting calls from families. Now that the extent of the outbreak is better known, he expects a lot more calls.
Because we're the ones responsible for getting the veteran in there, or not responsible, but we're there to help have that happen. And so it weighs heavy on us when things go bad.
In response to the outbreak, the state has put the superintendent of the Soldiers' Home, Bennett Walsh, on administrative leave and replaced him with the head of the nearby state long-term care hospital. Also coming in to help expedite testing of the veterans, members of the National Guard. For New England Public Radio, I'm Sam Hudzik.